We are the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Well, let's just say the 6 o'clock news will never be the same again. The days of Walter Cronkite and three network channels has long passed. Well, journalism has morphed into news, opinion, and ideological rants, all passed off as unbiased, honest news. This is Malcolm Out Loud here. So your search continues for the Out Loud truth. I get it. Well, here it won't be just the news. It'll be how we discuss the news. A drive time show you can count on weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call it Nozzle. World news, political talk, stories that impact your health. Honor our heroes, stories that'll inspire you. What you'll hear next is the heartbeat of the people. The hottest topics, the news stories that trend. It's time, friends, for a new stream of consciousness. It's Nozzle. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross comes out. He says that Canada, Mexico, and the European Union would be subject to a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum beginning at midnight. You know, he gave the warning, and here's the warning shot, and now here it is. He says, the secretary goes out and finishes and says, Brazil, Argentina, and Australia agree to limit steel exports to the U.S. to avoid tariffs. So he put that out there as well. He says the president's overwhelming objective is to reduce our trade deficit. We believe that this combined package achieves the original objectives that we had set out, which was mainly to constrict the import of steel and aluminum. Now, the European Commission guys, they come out and they say protectionism, pure and simple, is what Europe's response was. And they, of course, was communicating with the WTO, and they're going to take some action, they say, against these tariffs. European Commission is not happy, clearly. Reuters report just came out, and Mexico responded. They had a report on this, that the U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs, by imposing wide-ranging equivalent measures on farm and industrial products. This is the Economy Ministry came out and said that. So this is kind of a tit-for-tat game. Dr. Ron, I'm not surprised by this. I don't think anybody kind of is. I mean, the president follows through on what he says. Is this the right strategy, do you think, to play with these countries with tariffs? Is this long overdue, or is this short-sighted?
Well, you know, the United States has been taken in the shorts from everybody from China to Japan to, to the European Union, you know, quite some time. And I think the president is right in trying to protect this nation and getting a better deal. And that's what he does. He negotiates, and he is true to his word. And I think you have to be that way when you're a president.
And one other point here, the media obviously refers to these as trade wars. And you'll bring up a good point, Ron, that these are really I call them trade negotiations. And you just, like you said, Trump, the negotiator, absolutely. But again, Linda, these things, a lot of these kind of, you know, I look at this whole tariff business as like, okay, this is long overdue. These things, I mean, a lot of this stuff is damage control at this point. Now, I know they all have a field day out there with it. I mean, I get that. The media, they get an aneurysm on just about anything he does. So that's beside the point. But I think a lot of this is probably long overdue, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is. And I think that, this is a negotiation, and this is his first effort at it. And unless he does something concrete like this, nobody's going to pay attention. And that being said, things like steel and aluminum and things that we used to make here, because I remember when I was a kid going by the steel mill in Maywood, California all the time, and now we don't have any of those. And he is trying to bring manufacturing back to this country. So he's giving us an opportunity to be competitive back in those products. But at the same time, this is his opening salvo of a negotiation here to get the things that he wants. That we're by no means finished with this negotiation. This is not a one and done type of thing. This is just the beginning, and it's going to get us closer to having a more even trade with these countries, which is what his ultimate goal is not to have us always buying more than we're selling to the other countries in such a huge number.
Well, which across
the
board.
So we're just starting.
That's what we got. That's the problem across the board. I mean, you know, when he came into office, there wasn't any of these deals that were in our favor. They were all upside down backwards. And but that's just pure bad business. And that's what's been happening over the many, many years. You know, I got to tell you, Ron, before I move on to the next story, I love the way you said, which is such a cool thing, take one in the shorts. That is a beautiful way, a very much a gentleman way to say, take one in the, you know, up the backside. You know, you can't really, we don't want to say the word B, but that's a fabulous way to say that, by the way. I wrote that down just now, take one in the shorts. I like that.
Well, you know, Linda's absolutely correct. Yeah. You know, the prior administrations have just been mealy-mouthed, and they've just been basically bent over by the European Union, China, and Japan, and we can't do that. What I love about this president, right or wrong, what I love about him is when he says something, he does it. And so people are learning to pay
attention. Well, see, that's the key right there, Ron. That's the key right there. You see, you've got to be of your word. You've got to do what you say and say what you do. If you're going to be effective as a leader, if you're drawing red lines all over the place and you're making these bogus statements and you're not going to follow through with it, then your credibility drops immediately. Listen, let's keep going with a lot of this. I want to stay on the front page here with a lot of the top news here. We'll come back to all of these stories here. Friends as well, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he had a meeting this afternoon with the North Korean Kim Jong-chol, and they met, and things are moving along fairly rapidly. Now, I had a press conference afterward, and of course, again, this is, it's all a little weird, people. I mean, the meeting went very well, evidently, so it ended a little short. So, of course, again, the media wanted to know why. Why did it end short? Well, we accomplished what we needed to. What do you mean? You couldn't have. I mean, I think my sense is the media is dying for this thing to blow up. The last thing they want is a successful agreement with North Korea. God forbid that happens. Because that'll really ice the midterms and pretty well guarantee this president probably a second term.
You know what they do constantly is the media and these politicians place their hatred for this president and his administration over the goodwill of the welfare of the American people.
100%.
It's just disgraceful. Yeah. Okay.
Well, every day they do it. I mean, it's a constant barrage of program and negativity, and it's been going on. I had this conversation early with our producers, and it's constant. It's constant, but it's the nature of the atmosphere in Washington, and quite frankly, I know it's very vile right now, but it's been this way, as I said to them earlier, for a long time. I mean, we play tit-for-tat games in Washington politics with Republicans and Democrats, and it's pretty normal business. So this North Korea I want to talk a little more about today, too, but let's keep moving here. Again, another big story today, a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza. You remember the author, the filmmaker, the conservator, trumpeteer, if you will. So he got a pardon, and it's kind of an interesting story. He's been doing some of these more and more lately, where these pardons and stuff, and there's more. He's now talking about possibly, potentially, pardoning Martha Stewart. And even, you remember that Democratic Illinois Blagojevich, Rob Blagojevich. Yeah. I remember being on radio years back when all that story was hot in the news, guys, and I used to say, yeah, that Rod son of a bitch. Oh, that's who it is. Yeah, it's Rod Blagojevich. Could hardly pronounce, people could, his name was probably one of the most butchered names out there. So back to this pardon business. So again, Dinesh D'Souza, we're potentially looking at Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich. What's behind all this with the president? Why this urge to pardon? It's not unusual for presidents to do this, but typically a lot of these pardons typically come at the end of their administration. They typically, as they're leaving the Oval Office, seconds before a president will leave, they'll be doing like these by the carload, and pardon all kinds of people. But it, kind of a little bit of limelight here in the early part of the administration where he's doing this. Wonder what the strategy behind that is again here. Well, I got to tell you, this other thing with Roseanne is still on fire. Samantha Bee comes out and she says some pretty revolting comments herself. Really interesting about this. The First Lady's office has responded now. They've come out with a response to what she has said about Ivanka Trump. I'm not going to repeat all the words on this program, but we'll talk about this a little bit more as well. This Samantha Bee, she's obviously a bit crude, and then some. Also, on Roseanne's point, I was telling you a bit ago here, Tom Arnold, that was the ex-husband, remember, guys? He came up with some comments about his ex-wife, which were really interesting, and some other pieces have fallen in shape now with this Roseanne. I don't know. I'm surprised somebody hasn't picked her up already, because it's kind of interesting the way this story is going. Definitely need to cover that and dive into that. Need to do some introductions here at the top of Nozzle Friends here. We have Dr. Ron Martinelli here, Linda Martinelli. And Linda, let's start with you, since Ron, I know, would prefer that, since he's the ultimate gentleman, right?
And he is.
Yeah. So let's start with you. Yeah.
I'm Linda Martinelli. I am the owner and president of Performer Graphic Print Source, a full-service marketing company located in Southern California. And I am also, more importantly, the wife of Dr. Ron Martinelli.
Absolutely. You're so nice. Listen to that.
So, and that's it. Go ahead, Dr. Ron Martinelli.
Well, great. I'm a forensic criminologist in private practice, but I also work for the United States the Department of Justice, a bunch of state attorney general's offices, large municipalities, and nationally ranked law firms. And I run a death investigations team, and I'm also the host of A Thread of Evidence on America Out Loud.
You know, you two are two of the busiest people I know. And, you know, and let me tell folks, it's interesting. The one thing I've learned in my life, friends, is that if you really want to get something done, or you want to move the meter, or you want to make it happen, always go to busy people. That's always, always talk to, never talk to people who are not busy, because those are the people who will always get it done. And you guys are two of the busiest people I know as well. Your life is always full with very interesting things. And they have a new show, friends, on America Out Loud Talk Radio. It is one of the most fascinating productions you would have heard in a long time. You will enjoy this. It plays at 8 p.m. weeknights here on America Out Loud. It's called Talking While Married. Talking While Married. And you got to catch that. Catch the new production tonight, 8 p.m. You'll enjoy this. It is totally different than anything else you've heard. I assure you of that. I promise you. I never knew people could do the news and talk about social affairs and things while having coffee and dessert. By golly, Ron has more dessert and cappuccinos than any man I know on the planet here. More Nozzle Friends in just a moment.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
You know, Politico, I want to share with you guys, come out with a headline today. Trump team doesn't know what it wants from North Korea. And I'm seeing a lot, of course, negative headlines on this. And, you know, as I dive into it a little bit here, it goes on to say, is the goal of the summit an arms control deal with North Korea that includes only nuclear weapons, or will it also cover chemical and biological threats? Is it a grand bargain that covers every facet of the U.S.-North Korea relationship? Will it involve a rapid North Korean disarmament or a years-long drawdown? And they go on with a series of questions, guys, you know. Will the talks address all ballistic missiles, including ones that can strike Japan or South Korea, but not the U.S.? Here's what's happening. So they have a delegation here, and evidently there's going to be a letter delivered to the president on Friday from Kim Jong-un. And this letter is going to say something revealing. It will probably be the decision factor, because the summit has not officially been called on yet. It was slated in Singapore for the 12th of June, but it's not official that it's back on after the president canceled it with that letter. And so this interchange early this morning, the president says his trademark, guys, when he says, "We'll see what happens." I love it when he says that. It's like, but he's not a fortune teller, obviously. "We'll see what happens," was his response. I think there's a whole process here, guys. I think a lot of people are forgetting. You're not going to fix North Korea in 2 minutes, number one. This has been going on for over 50 years. This is many administrations on both sides, in North Korea and the United States. If they get there to the end game and, you know, the goal line, it's going to be because of persistence, and it's going to be because of the very unique negotiations. Does anybody think, you know, here's the thing I want to ask you. Linda, I'm going to go to you first here. Here's what I want to say. I watched a couple of programs, Linda, where they were talking about working together. Are the Democrats happy that North Korea is happening? I already stated to you my opinion on the other side of the break there, that I don't know that they are happy with that. I don't think they're looking for a major success like this on the president's watch. I mean, I think they would rather keep those missiles right there, quite frankly. Now, that may sound like a bold, but I think it's a factual one. And so can the Dems and Republicans work together, they're being asked. And, of course, the politicians always say, yeah, we can work together, which is probably a bunch of rubbish. But, you know, Linda, do you think we'd even be here? I mean, let's be real here. Would we even be at this moment of time? They're being very critical. I sit and laugh when I hear them, as early as this morning when I haven't watched any television in about 5 days because I can't stand them, you know. So I don't watch any of these. I really can't. I don't watch any of the programs anymore. I think they're all full of it up to their eyebrows, Linda, you know. And it's on again. And so this morning they complain, it's on again, off again, on again, off again. This president can't make up his mind, you know. I mean, we wouldn't even be in this position, Linda. We wouldn't even have a conversation. We wouldn't even be having a summit if it wasn't for Trump. So what are we really talking about here?
Well, we're really talking about the same garbage that we always talk about. And it's just politics as usual. The old, same old thing, politics of obstruction, destruction, intimidation. So you're right. It would not be happening without President Trump. But with all of the talk about, what's going to happen? And are they going to do this? And are they going to do that? And are they going to make this agreement? Nobody knows right now. We haven't had the conversation. For heaven's sakes, let us get in there and have a conversation. And you have to have that to see where everybody is on everything. So everybody's going to, you know, it's like playing cards. You're going to be playing cards over there and see who's got what card and who's doing what. And then we're going to make a decision on where we go from there. But everybody's got to say their piece before we can go further. But our media wants answers before we even see each other face to face. So I just don't listen to it, Malcolm. It's all gobbledygook to me. They need to let him. I believe that Pompeo and Trump are extremely clear-eyed about what they want to accomplish.
Exactly.
So
I mean, they've said it many different ways, Linda. You know, they've said it many different ways.
Sure.
Well, I see it. First of all, you said the right thing. This is a process, okay? It's a process and it's a strategy, and it's being accomplished by a person who is not a politician. So you have to completely change the paradigm of negotiation and diplomacy. This is a guy that wants to get things done. The next thing is, just like in any negotiation, you don't even sit down at that table unless you know exactly what you're going to walk out of that room with. There are very few surprises in these high-level negotiations. So right now, Trump and Pompeo, I agree with Linda, they're very clear-eyed. They know exactly where they want to go, and they are going to strategize and place themselves in the proper position for this nation. Number two is that we are going to go primarily for denuclearization. All these other things, weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons, biological weapons,
That is down the road.
Yeah, you're not going to get them to agree to all these things, Ryan. Absolutely. That's exactly right. They're not going to stand down, and they're not going to give away. Someone even said early today, by the way, what about their conventional weapons? I mean, what do you want them to do? You think they're just going to give everything off and just be naked? It's not going to happen.
And you know what? Where I think this is going, okay, I think this is going where the media is trying to heap a lot of extra things onto this negotiation that Trump and Pompeo are not going in that direction because they want to find a failure in this negotiation. I see them as going later on, no matter what is accomplished by Trump and Pompeo.
So Ron, here's the press conference once it happens. That is a fantastic point you bring up, and here it is, buddy. So they're at the press conference, and here's what it is. And the president now announces with Kim Jong-un, well, we've now, the peninsula is denuclearized. There are no more missiles here, and they've proven it, and the investigators are there, and it's all done. And now the press conference with the media, see, that's all he got. That's all he got was those damn nuclear weapons. I mean, what a failure this is. I mean, what about all this other stuff? You know, right?
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So what's going to happen, buddy?
You mark my words, this is exactly where this is going.
What a failure this is.
And there's not going to be anything that he can do ever to make anybody happy in the media. So
when you hate somebody so badly, and it's such a, I don't know, it's testy. It's really, really ugly out there. I mean, and it's dumping over into everything. I mean, and it's there's so much to talk about this. I mean, it's crazy what's going on. But I will say this. I think the president is measured in the way he's dealing with most of these things. And I will also say he's very persistent, and he keeps its progress every day. You can sense with this president that there is definitely an agenda there. And he put that agenda out there in his campaign. And he's fulfilling a lot of these things, which he reminds the American people on. I think a lot of people don't understand it because we are typically not accustomed in this country to politicians doing what they say they're going to do. We don't have a history of that in campaign mode, guys, where they get into office and they actually execute on what they said they would do. That's an oxymoron. I mean, that just doesn't happen today, you know? So that's
what
you got
here. And
he has
the patience to do it.
Exactly.
Which the previous administrations did not have. So therefore, they gave too much away and they made bad deals because they were so afraid to not have something that they actually made it worse. And he's not willing to do that. And, you know, Malcolm, Ron and I were talking this morning for a moment about all of the things that this president has accomplished since he's been in office. And I think it's the most in my lifetime in such a short time.
That's amazing you say that, Linda. That is mind-blowing that you honor. And I know you honestly mean that when you say it, because you wouldn't say it otherwise. And so you're being a realist. You know, with this whole North Korea thing, guys, there's also something called respect. There's respect that is the one thing you have to agree on at this point is that everybody is watching this right now. They're watching this. Russia's watching closely. China's watching closely. Europe is watching closely. Everybody is watching closely how this president is dealing with North Korea. And the fact that he's willing to negotiate, step on and off and follow through, I think that makes the office, the Oval Office, stronger, not weaker. The fact that he's willing to do these tariff things and hold the people to the fire, I think it makes the Oval Office stronger, not weaker. So,
and I agree. And I remember think the that. Next domino is Iran.
And well, he's already started that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So they are intensely watching what is happening.
They are totally on it, bud. They are totally on it. I reported on that the other day. We had a whole segment on, and you're exactly right, Ron. They are watching, Iran is watching very carefully. And of course, they've already started. And again, you got to remember too, guys, that what's going on at Gaza right now and all of the, you know, the attacks that are going into southern Israel that are constant on a moment-by-moment basis, that's all Iran. That's Iran's work. I mean, that's the work that they're doing. That's what Iran is known for. And so, again, their posture and position in here, and that's going to be one of the next big things on the fire, I think. Once North Korea gets settled down and you think about the progress that has been made, it really is unbelievable. I mean, to think 6 months ago, guys, where we were with North Korea, And to think, I mean, missiles flying all over Japan, threatening to Guam, Los Angeles. And of course, he had a couple of successful launches there, too, remember, don't forget, you know. So
yeah, absolutely.
Well, and he can absolutely multitask, because I will bet you that he's got things working behind the scenes on Iran right now. Just like all of a sudden he'll come out with something like this NAFTA thing or the tariffs or now they're going to work on Obamacare again. He's got all these different irons in the
fire. He's not a one-trick pony, Linda. He's not a one-trick pony at all. He is an absolute. As I say, they've already started. Iran, there have been many things we've reported on there. They're definitely pushing that over there. So, no, it's started already. So there's an agenda here, and the agenda continues to move forward. But the thing I want everybody to take away is we talk about, on one hand, respect, guys, okay? There's another side of this on the other hand, and that is to be the world's doormat, okay? Now, you can tie a lot of this in, all these negotiations and these trade deals and tariffs and everything else, and you really becomes, you know, the doormat of all these deals that are out there, or you bring the respect back and you begin to negotiate these things. I think, for what I think, guys, I mean, you scratch your head and you got to wonder, how did we get here? I mean, how bad was it that you know, the Obama administration, that the George W. Bush administration, that the Bill Clinton administration, and I think the last four administrations were, you know, just not the best days of America, you know, and you take a look at those, Republican and Democrat alike. I don't think we've had a good run in the presidency since... since the governor of California, you know, we lost
him.
I think
he's really changed the paradigm, bringing in a successful businessman, you know, who's a billionaire, who's got multinational companies. This is just such a new thing for the American people and our international partners and adversaries to watch. And I just love this guy. You know, I think subliminally, psychologically, because part of this is psychological warfare, right? Mm-hmm. He's telling people like Young and Cho, who I think Cho was is the CIA equivalent, right?
Right.
That's who he is. Right. Hey, look at all the balls I can juggle as the leader of the free world, and you guys are having a hard time juggling one ball.
Absolutely.
I got a whole bunch of balls going on here.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting way to put it out there, Dr. Ron. I'll give you that
much. Well, it tells how powerful he is. And that's something that shouldn't escape the North Koreans.
You know, I've seen a couple of photographs of Chol with Pompeo. And I'll say to you that you can always check with body language what's going on. And you could see the handshake in Pompeo in the eyes. And you could see, I will say this to you, though. The pictures that I've seen, what have you, the North Korean official, Chol, his eyes were not, he was not looking at him. He was looking down or out, which is obviously a sign of mistrust or embarrassment, you know. And I noticed that. Well, you understand that, Ron. As a psychologist, right? I mean,
right.
You know,
that's a behavioral issue. Absolutely.
Well,
you know,
and we shouldn't trust them. I mean, we I'm sure that we don't trust them. So, but we still have to go through this process because that's the right thing to do. And then we're going to see what comes out on the other side. And the thing is that Trump is being very careful in his words. He's not promising anything. He says, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see. That's right. His famous line. We'll see what I love that line. We'll see what happens. That's his message of saying, I'm not a fairy tale teller, and I'm not a fairy godmother here. You know, I don't have all the answers here. This interest in this pardon today would Dinesh D'Souza here. This was a surprise. We hadn't heard anything about this. It's funny how these things come out of like nowhere. It's kind of it's unusual, but he says we'll be given a full pardon to Dinesh D'Souza today. The president tweeted. He said he was treated very unfairly by our government. Now, I think a lot of this has to do with the president looks at the current day crimes that a lot of these cats are doing, quite frankly, and the level of crimes that are being created. Let's think about this, people. And people are still walking around as free of day. I mean, the whole thing, most of Washington is full of corrupt people that should be in prison, quite frankly. In fact, our prisons would probably be overloaded. If we took all the criminals out of Washington and put them in the prisons, Probably the criminals would have a better way of running our government than the jackasses we got up there, quite frankly. How's that for a statement for you? But I know that sounds out there to you, but the point is, I mean, so that's what's happening. I think the president looks at some of these cats and he says, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, Dinesh D'Souza, my golly, these kids had little, like when you're a kid, you go out and you fall down, you scrape your knee a little bit. I mean, there's nothing that they did, hardly nothing. They shouldn't be in prison. That's what he's saying here.
Well, I agree with that. And again, he's got lots of irons in the fire, so I'm never surprised when something comes out like this. But Dinesh D'Souza and Martha Stewart, I absolutely do think should be pardoned. I think that they were really overcharged and pretty much railroaded. I think that there was a lot of politics involved.
Well, listen to this, Linda. Let's tell folks, D'Souza got fined $30,000 and I mean, 30 grand and got 5 years of probation for making, brace yourself, people. You, I'm sure you already know this, but an illegal campaign contribution. Oh my, I'm aghast. Oh. And he contributed $10,000 to the campaign of that Wendy Long, who was running for Senate in New York, and the contribution limit was $5,000. I mean, what is that, guys? I mean, that's just like a bad pimple or something. I mean, what does that mean?
Well, I was just reading yesterday about somebody that had donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Hillary's campaign, and I said, you know, to Ron, I said, I thought that that was illegal. So, you know, these are things that happen all the time, and not that they should, but it is selective, totally. Just like the whole IRS debacle and correct. All of the different things, that everything has a political base to it, and that the law is not applied equally by any means. So I'm really glad that he pardoned these people. I'm not so sure about
Blagojevich,
though, because I do
well,
feel...
Well, he's a Democrat.
I think he got way overcharged. He got way too long of a sentence.
Well, but all he did was he talked trash, Linda.
He did talk trash,
He didn't rob a bank.
And by the way, the people that President Obama pardoned on his way out, oh my gosh, cop killers, felons.
Drug dealers, yeah. Hundreds
drug dealers,
of drug
ISIS
dealers.
Terrorists, ISIS
yes.
terrorists.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Especially the seven that we traded.
Hello. Nobody's talking about that. What about the cats we traded?
You know, Malcolm, what we were talking about was the Clinton Foundation when we were driving into work yesterday, and we were talking about, remember all the hundreds of millions of dollars that were funneled in to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State, and guess what? That puppy's just about dried up now. So why did those donations all dry up if it wasn't quid pro quo? You know, you got to be kidding me, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Look at all this corruption. And I see what Trump is doing. I tell you what, I think he's pissed off. He's seeing the inequity.
That's it, right?
And he's saying, you know what? Yeah. These people didn't do anything compared to the corruption.
This is what
in
it
Washington.
Is. That's what it is.
And that's exactly. And I think, to answer your question, Malcolm, why is he doing it now instead of at the end of his term?
Right.
Because he's pissed now.
Why not? That's right. No, I agree with you. I think this is funny, Ron. This is funny.
Yeah, he wants to fix a wrong. He wants to right a wrong, because I think he's got a very powerful sense of right and wrong.
Yeah, no, I think this is, this is hysterical to me. This is really interesting. Now, I got to tell you right now, again, I don't watch the television stuff, but I'm sure if you do watch any of these people out there and you watch those channels, and I feel bad for you if you do, but if you do, I'm sure they're going to lose their heads in the next day or two as all this comes off. I mean, they'll be going off crazy with this stuff. How dare the president do this? None of this other stuff will come up that we just shared with you about what the previous administrations had done. But again, this take Blagojevich for let me talk about that 1 second here. So he's a Democrat, and I also find that fascinating. I find that funny as hell that he's really looking at potentially pardoning this Democrat, I mean, in Illinois. I think this is, you can't make this stuff up, people. This is better than Comedy Hour, let me just tell you. So he's talking about pardoning this Democrat who they threw under the bus and ran over a couple of times here, okay? Who's a bit of a screwball. I mean, he's got a couple of loose wires, you know? He's got a couple
That's
of loose
exactly
wires.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's you won't find him at church at the choir. I mean, he's not going to be singing in the choir, potentially. Although maybe he does. I don't really know. And I shouldn't pass judgment anyways, kids, to be honest with you. But so he was impeached and removed from office in 2009 on corruption charges. Right. Related to solicitation of bribes in an attempt to sell Barack Obama's open Senate seat. Okay, now, again, if we were to put all the cats in jail in Washington who did anything even close to this people, there would be nobody left. There would be shadows. It would be like a disease hit Washington. All the doors would be empty. Nobody would be in the seats. They would be long gone. I'm telling you, people, there would be nobody left. I'm telling you. And so he's sentenced to 14 years in prison. Now, he didn't rob a bank. He didn't shoot anybody. He didn't even, I don't even think he had a pulled fingernail. I mean, he said some stupid stuff. Now, and he, you know, and that's what he did. He talked trash, basically, and they caught him talking trash. But golly, I got to tell you, people, if all you were locked up for the bad things you said, there would be nobody left on the planet. I mean, it'd be a smart guy here, guys, Ron, but who would be left?
No. I absolutely agree with you. When you see all the stuff and, you know, Linda gets on her soapbox and talks about federal employees that should have lost their jobs long, 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 long ago. The people like Lois Lerner that should have been prosecuted. People lying in front of Congress that should have been prosecuted. I totally see where the president is going. And you know what I think this is, too? I think this is a message to the enforcement agencies that investigate and put these people behind bars, you know, and it's sort of should be a wake up call to them. Look, if you're going to prosecute somebody, you better make sure that you're doing equal justice for everyone, or there is no justice to anyone.
Well, all right, so listen to this, Ron. Listen to this. I love this. The president, last word on this with Blagojevich, he says that he's looking at, giving him a pardon, Blagojevich here. And he says here that he had received a lengthy sentence for being stupid. Now, this is the president talking, guys. You got to love this. I love this. Listen to this. So he's going to rescue this guy, potentially. And he just calls it like he sees it, like I would do. It's the same thing I would do, people, you know. So he said he received a lengthy sentence for being stupid and saying things that every other politician, you know, that many other politicians say. He finishes and says, there was a lot of bravado, yes. Plenty of other politicians have said a lot worse, and it doesn't. He shouldn't have been put in jail. And he's a Democrat. He's not my party. But I thought that he was treated unfairly. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it, people. And we'll have more nozzle in just a moment. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends, with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. I'm thinking that he potentially can unrecuse himself based on, again, I know there are a lot of mixed reports, but I'm thinking that, you know, you're starting to hear some of the legal scholars come out and say it's potentially that he could. Now, you got to also keep in mind, guys, that there's no crime here as well. What the hell do you recuse yourself against? There's no crime to begin with, and it was all under false pretenses when it all started. So
I don't think he wants to recuse himself, Malcolm.
Well, as I said the other day on this show, I'll tell you what, Linda. Somebody needs to go and knock on his door and say, Mr. Attorney General, sir, yes, okay. Well, here, there's two options you have. You either unrecuse yourself and grow a set of you-know-what, or you resign. And do it today, please, because we've had enough of your BS. How's that?
Well, I'm fully convinced that there's another plan afoot here and that we're going to learn about it in the next few months. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. And I think that nothing's going to happen right now. I think they're going to let Mueller get done with his investigation, which, by the way, should have been long done. This is just so drawn out and ridiculous. We need to be over this and move on.
Well, again, they're saying the White House is pushing to be done by September. Giuliani is saying it needs to be done by September. It's not gone on too long. It should have never happened to begin with.
Absolutely, it should never have happened. But since it did, it needs to be done now. And what they said is that if Trump will talk to them, they'll be done in around July. But I don't think that Trump should talk to them at all. That's just my opinion. And I just don't trust any of them.
I got 3 or 4 acres to sell you to just outside of Alabama near the swampland, if you're interested, Ron. You interested in buying that, Ron?
Oh, of course I am.
Talking about swampland. Wow. Samantha Bee. Do you guys watch her show?
No.
I didn't even know who she was till I saw an article about her just yesterday. So I must be out of it because I didn't even know who she was.
Yeah, she's a pretty big name in liberal broadcasters, I guess. She's Samantha Bee. She's trying to act like Samantha Hornet at this point, I guess. So I'm not sure what the hell she's doing. But she came out with an unbelievable tweet. And it's being compared now to clearly Roseanne, and says that she should be removed. So let me read you this tweet, she says, and I'll do my best to read it. She says, "You know, Ivanka, that's a beautiful photo of you and your child." So this was a photograph that Ivanka Trump had put out on Twitter. "But let me just say, one mother to another, do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless..." And the word starts with a C. It's 4 letters, and it ends with a T. So you can do your imagination, you feckless, a word you never say, clearly. And that was pretty wild. Now, I got to tell you that in following all this, and there's a lot of bouncing balls to this thing here, she says she's outraged that the immigration authorities are separating undocumented children and their parents at the border. And she says tearing children away from their parents is so evil. It's the inciting incident in almost every movie we've ever cared about. I don't know what the hell's that got to do with anything. But anyways, she said that, and on top of it, she's, you know, this all gets a little messy. Supposedly that they lost track of hundreds of children or something, which is another bunch of rubbish, this story. So she apologizes. She came out just a bit ago here this afternoon, apologized for her vulgar remark, and she said this, "I crossed a line. I would like to sincerely apologize to Ivanka Trump and to my viewers for using an expletive on my show to describe her last night. It was inappropriate and inexcusable. I crossed a line. I deeply regret it." Now listen, friends, I want to tell you right now, there are a lot of people who are apologizing for doing stupid stuff. I mean, you got sex offenders and abuse people coming out of, you know, Hollywood and Washington that are apologizing for their stupid deeds. I mean, you got people doing all kinds of evil stuff. You got Roseanne Barr that apologized herself for her stupid tweet. And you got people doing stupid things on an hourly basis. So does Samantha Bee get a pass? Because why? Why should she get a pass for that statement, or should she be fired from the network?
Well, if you're going to be fair, this is a big issue with me, is that they're absolutely unfair, again, in how they make the rules and who gets fired and who doesn't. So Roseanne gets fired because she supports Trump, and ABC is not going to have somebody that supports Trump and say something against a Democrat. But yet you could go down the line and talk about Samantha Bee. You can talk about Keith Olbermann. You can talk about Joy Behar. You can talk about Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg is out in public wearing a T-shirt that says "Make America Great Again," showing President Trump shooting his brains out.
Did you see that? Now let's describe that a moment. This is a T-shirt, people, with President your president's face on the front of the shirt, like the President Trump. Yeah, I'm speaking about here, the current president in the White House, you know. And there is a gun to one side of the head, people. Now follow what I'm saying. And on the other side of the head would be the bullet coming through the head with blood coming all out the other side of the head. So there's a major splatter of blood, like you just blew his head off, or somebody did, or he or whatever, I don't know. And that's the description you're speaking about, Linda. And who's wearing that again? Whoopi Goldberg. Isn't that
in public?
Sweet.
And in photographs. Wow. And why does she still have her job? Why do all these people I just mentioned and more still have their job, and only Roseanne doesn't have her job? And I'm not saying what Roseanne did was right, Malcolm. Obviously, it was you know, it was a very, very foolish thing for her to do, because she threw away a really good thing. And from what I understand, she threw away a really good show. And I'm with you. I think somebody else can and will pick her up, because she is a moneymaker. And that's ultimately what they want.
Well, let me talk about that. I got 2 points I want to bring up with you guys right now. First of all, the first lady weighed in, her office did, weighed in today on Ivanka being called a C-word. So the official spokesperson for the first lady, Stephanie Grisham, she said that her statement was that time and again, the Trump family and members of this administration are subjected to false reporting, hateful rhetoric, and outrageous lies, all in the name of freedom of speech or comedy. Yet the mainstream media stay silent. The double standard is truly astounding. Wow. Now keep hold that thought for 1 minute there. And then Donald Trump Jr. comes out, and listen to this. He says, and think about this now, people. He says, he called out more than a double standard as well, I would think, but he says, if a host would get away, any host on any channel, anywhere on the planet, could they get away? Think about this. Just let this soak into your brain a minute, people. Could they get away with calling Obama's wife or daughters the C word? What do you think would happen? If anybody, I mean anybody, on the even a inefficient, mentally incapacitated, whatever, fool, or called him or the daughters the C word, what do you think would happen?
It would just completely blow up.
They would want to give her the electric chair, Ron. They'd want to shoot her. They'd want to assassinate her, whoever did it.
Behaviorally, I just don't understand the hatred and vitriol that takes place in the hatred people have in their hearts because of politics that would drive one woman to say something as vile as that about another woman that she didn't even know.
No.
And I saw the picture that Ivanka Trump proudly posted about her and her little boy.
It was nice.
And it was a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
You've got to think that these people that are doing this need some serious psychotherapy. All right. And is that what our society has come to, where this is the way we treat each other? Over what? Over politics? Are you crazy?
You know what I want to do, Ron? You know what I want to do? I've got some really good psychotherapists on our platform at America Out Loud. We're going to get 3 or 4 of them and round them together, and I'll get you in on this deal if you want.
I'd love to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And what we're going to do is we're going to offer services to make the country great. We're going to offer services for the left at a reduced price, Ron, okay?
You remember that Peanuts cartoon where Peanuts is standing there and he's got the sign, or the other guy with Lioness or whoever it was, psychiatrist in 5 cents.
Yes.
You know, that ought to be the image for your show on that one.
I love it.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about this is that even with the Valerie Jarrett thing, Valerie Jarrett comes out and says, well, this all happened because Trump is a racist. Now, how does he get involved in this? He had nothing to do with it. But every time it goes back to President Trump, and it's his fault.
I don't agree with you there, Linda. The reason they said that and the reason the president got involved is because the president put himself involved. The president sent tweets out on this. He gets involved in all this stuff, Linda. So
yes,
he did it himself. Yeah. So let's be clear. Now, they may or may not still talk about him. That's not my point, and I really don't care. I don't watch their shitty television programs anyway, so it doesn't matter to me what they say. And you don't have to read that garbage anyway. You see, it's all about public consumption and money that makes the world go around. So just don't watch them. Turn them off. Tune them out. I don't watch that. It's vile. It's negative. It's bad. It's bad energy. It corrupts my brain. Why would I want to watch that garbage anymore? I'm over it. That's why, Linda. So the president, I have this conversation with Ava and Jim all the time, and because they're very defensive on this president, so on and so forth. And I get it. But quite frankly, this president often asks for it. And then yesterday, Dr. Jim Mitchell was on. He said, yeah, but the president probably is okay to do that because they're rough with him anyways. They're not nice with him. But, you know, he is the president. You are in the Oval Office, Dr. Ron, Linda. You are in the Oval Office. At some point, you have to put your big boy pants on. No? Mr. Psychologist, you want to talk to me a minute, Ron? I'm laying down on your sofa here a moment.
Well, and, don't forget, I'm a forensic criminologist, not a psychologist, but my background's in psych. So I will tell you that, you know, I don't think because you assume the mantle of the President of the United States that people are allowed to say the filthy, vile things they say about this president and all the faults.
Now, stop there again. I disagree with you. I disagree with you as well. Hold on. I'm going to tell something back to you.
Okay.
But wait a minute. Let me give you some feedback. We did the same thing against Barack Obama. We did the same thing. The right hated Barack Obama. We did not want him to succeed. Let's call it what it is. Are you going to both tell me that's different than what I just tell you?
Well, you know, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I think everybody wants a new president. In let's talk specifically about Obama because you brought him up. Okay, our nation's first black president. Okay, qualified or not qualified, he was our nation's first black president. That was the big sales sign on this guy. Okay, that's what he ran on. And he was absolutely abysmal. But before...
Yeah, but now you're off. I don't agree with you.
Wait a minute. But before there was a confirmation of incompetence, people, the vast majority of Americans were willing to...
So if you're incompetent, you can talk bad about him?
An opportunity.
But if you're competent, you can't run? Is that it?
I'm saying what?
If you're incompetent, you can talk bad about somebody, but if you're... How does that work?
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
He sucked as a president. Let's just call it what it is.
Of course he did, and he'll always be that way. That's his legacy. But I think people, the vast majority of people were willing, even people that didn't like him, were willing.
I don't agree with you. No, they did not. I never gave him a chance. I didn't like him from moment one. I would listen as a national
run around with a T-shirt with him shooting his
brains
out.
No, I did not do that, Linda. But as a national commentator, I was on radio every day bashing Obama. Let me tell you what it is here. I was bashing him regularly. I thought he was the worst president ever.
Jimmy Carter look good.
Ever. Did I say ever? Did I pronounce the ever? Did you hear the ever? Did you hear the emphasis on the E? Ever? Did you hear that, people? Ever. Ever.
I need a little clarity. Malcolm, what are you trying to say?
Anywhere on the planet. I'm talking about even on other planets, he was the worst one ever. So, no, I didn't like the man at all. And I went against him. I never talked nice about him on radio because I didn't like the man. I thought he was an idiot. I thought he shouldn't have won.
But I doubt that you wished him dead like these people do.
Right.
No, I didn't wish him dead. But I wish the hell he'd got out of office sooner. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but you didn't say bad things about his family, did you?
No, I liked his family. I thought the first lady was wonderful. I thought the kids were great. No problem.
But look at the difference. Look at this Samantha.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I'm just saying we talked bad about Obama as well, and they're talking bad about Trump. This is what they do in America here. Maybe this is what you call freedom. I don't know. Freedom of speech. That's what we want, isn't it? Freedom of speech. Go to hell. Have a good day. Shut the hell up. Move it along. I don't like you because.
Well, then apply it equally.
I think we can just be, you know, I'm the guy, I'm the Rodney King of the group here today. Can't we all just get along?
Exactly.
What I'm saying is there has to be some civility.
There is none.
In American society. And they're just, it's
well,
so
who takes, who makes the first move
it's
and
so
does that?
Right?
Who makes the first move and does that? Well, I think we'll all
do it together.
So let me do this here. So we're running right out of time. I want you to think of your predictions in a moment here. Let me say this. Tom Arnold, the ex-husband, he came out and said, back to what Linda was talking about a moment ago about money, ABC lost about $1 billion with a B. So he did some quick math, Tom did, who knows that business really well. He said they lost about $1 billion from this. The show was grinding out money hand over fist, and they lost it all because somebody didn't say, get that phone out of her hand. Arnold did an interview here. He said it had to happen. He said about the show's abrupt end. And he goes on to say, and I'm going to tell you the truth, she wanted it to happen. If you saw how her tweets escalated this weekend, if it hadn't happened yesterday, this season would have been so awful for everyone, every day, because she would have felt like she was being taken advantage of, just like when I left the show. And he goes on to say a whole lot of other stuff. Yeah, this was a fascinating conversation he had. And he said, you know, Tom Arnold says, you know, Roseanne has known Trump for 30 years like I have. She knows he's an asshole. She is so locked in with Trump, she's unable to have any introspection. It's a weird thing, he says. Again, he goes on, and he admits, he says, you know, it's been 24 years, so I don't really know Roseanne as much anymore. Everyone has always been scared shitless of her, he says. She is a, he uses another big word with an F, a flippin' asshole. But so am I, he says. So they're both effin' assholes, they're saying. Isn't that sweet? So no one ever stood up to her like I did. So that's the ex-husband. Boy, I can imagine the magnets on their home on the refrigerator with Tom Arnold and Roseanne Barr. I can just imagine what that looked like in their home. Wow, they are two players.
If I was going to put my psychology hat on, I'd say he's projecting, okay?
If you're gonna,
that doesn't sound like a happy home. Sorry.
No, that doesn't sound like a happy home. So, all right, and hashtag Thursday thoughts. We get to predictions here, but let me give you those. Mary says, "Well, we see how TBS Network is handling the feckless rant, C-rant against Ivanka Trump. Astounding. By all means, let's reward vile, disrupting behavior of liberals and fire all conservatives." Now, these are the tweets of the day, friends. Wiseman says, "We might as well elect an ISIS leader for president and have him pardon all terrorists while we investigate him for terrorism. What's the difference?" I don't think he's happy with the president, by the way. Beverly says, "Blagojevich has been locked up 8 years. We got killers in Chicago who haven't done 8 years. They haven't done 8 minutes, let alone 8 years, people." Kat says, "And we wonder why children listen." This is the tweet of the day. This is the quote of the, got to remember this one, people. Kat says, "And we wonder why children are so rude, disrespectful, profane, flippant, ill-mannered, uncivil, disgracious, misbehaved, out-of-line brats, and or killers. Where did the adults go who understood we are teaching our youth by our own examples?" Wow, 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 wow. Did I say wow? That is the tweet of the year, maybe. That's my sentiments exactly. I agree with Kat. They're all being childish and ridiculous. And by the way, it's hashtag National Smile Day, so make sure you all smile today. Something to smile about here. So, all right, Linda, what's the big prediction, please, for the day?
Well, I'm just going to go way up to that 30,000 foot level and just say that I really still think that it's going to get worse in the country. I think the vitriol is going to get worse for a while, and then I think it's going to turn, because what's happening is we're talking about it a lot, and people are talking about it a lot, and we're getting sick to death of it. And I think that that's what it's going to take, and then people are going to start turning it around, and we're not going to be supporting the companies like the ABCs or the different stations and so forth that keep these people with the vitriol. People are going to stop supporting them because they're tuning out of this. So I do think it's going to start turning around, and I think that's going to happen by starting towards the end of the year.
Well, you do it with your wallet. You do it with your wallet. That's the bottom line. Oh, the wallet's always been effective. Dr. Ron, what's your prediction, please?
Well, I think people in 2018, I think we're going to have more victories for Republicans and conservatives than the blue wave is saying that, you know, they're going to have. I think we might lose a couple of seats, but I think all in all, I think people are going to understand that this country has absolutely moved forward. Their lives are better than they were a few years ago. And I think there's going to be a surprise. And I don't think the media, the news people will ever get it in the polls. I wouldn't trust a poll as far as I could throw one.
Well, listen, friends, a big thank you to Dr. Ron Martinelli, Linda Martinelli. And something to think about here that, you know, we talk about blue waves, as Dr. Ron was just talking about, red waves, tsunami waves. And again, until Americans start acting in unity as Americans, we're never going to get anywhere. It's going to be one battle after the next. As I say to you earlier, you may not like what I say with a bit of truth, but, you know, this is the way we treated previous administrations that from one political side to the next. It's how this president's being treated. Until we step up and we take some responsibility for what we have, I think Kat's tweet says it well. Where did the adults go who understood we are teaching our youth by our own examples? Wow. To be continued.